and put on his caster's hat and upon his buster star. You could hear the giggle of Ben of Johnson's motor car. Cabot, when he got the real bits and rebels, he fell dead. Oh, John, to know the game was up for recommended stead. He said, I'll have a permit, what heaven he'll impart. The hell with your English permit, we want your motor car. What will my little brother think when they hear the news? My car has been coming here, got the ribbons and the blues. We'll give you a receipt for it, all signed by Captain Barr. Well, Ireland gets a freedom, boy, you'll get your motor car. Well, they put that car in motion and filled it to the brim. What comes in vain and shining, which made old Johnson grim. Then Barney hoists his ship, the flag, and the running like a star. When it reaches the IRA and Johnson's.
Good evening and welcome to Windy City Irish Radio. I'm your host, Tim Taylor, and I'll be with you for the next hour. We opened up the show with a song, Johnson's Motor Car, by a band that's been together for 20 years. We are here live in the Windy City Irish Radio studios with the Larkin and Moran brothers.
Very, very excited and happy to have you guys here in the studio. I can't believe it's been 20 years.
Yep.
Neither can we.
It's like you blink and 20 years is gone.
Pubs and bars and festivals and Irish tours and all kinds of stuff. And your band is, you know, grows and then shrinks and then grows and grows more. And I don't know. So we have five in studio here right now. How many total currently, like for a big show? How many do you have on
stage?
We
have eight. We could have as much as eight. Brother Mike has been out for the last year. He's been kind of recovering from cancer. But on top of that, he's doing well. He's past it and he should be back on us with us shortly. But so we've been going with seven for most of the last year, but it's normally about eight.
Yeah. And you've also, you know, you have multiple generations now.
Yep.
Larkins and Morans, so
right.
that's all cool.
So the ones that are here, I mean, me, Terry, and Joe, we're the original three of the four.
The OGs.
The OGs, the old guys, yeah. Until we got Tim, he's even older. But and then, of course, there's my son, Danny, and then he's not here tonight. He's on shift up in Rogers Park, and he's a paramedic up there. Neil's the youngest guy. He's the you're not 30 yet. You're 29, right?
Gonna be, yeah.
He's still 28, he says. So, yeah. And then a couple years ago, Kevin took some time off, Kevin Moran, and Tim's been sitting in for the last 2 years now. So, but normally it's just family. I mean, the only one non-family member of the group has been Sean Dennis, currently on drums, and Mike Murphy, who was with us until about 2008.
Right. Yep. So, currently here in studio, we have Tim Larkin on bass, we have Terry Moran on mandolin, we have Joe Larkin on. He has a box full of harmonicas in front of him, but
brownies.
He's been calling them brownies, but he's on guitar. Dan Larkin on guitar, and then we have on fiddle Neil Sullivan, and you're the cousin. So so we have the Larkin Moran brothers. We're going to have you guys for the next hour. We're going to try to play a lot of songs off of your many albums, and
excellent.
We have a lot of live stuff left here. And I know that we're going to play a song here off of your album Band of Brothers.
Okay,
and this song is called The Forge.
Okay.
What can you tell us about this song?
Well, back, I think it was the year 2000. So that's how long we've been doing this. And it was at that time, it was the four of us, me, Mike, Joe, and Terry, and Mike Murphy. And we were playing at Gaelic Park during the day and at the night, and it's still there. It's called The Forge on 127th Street in Holman. And we had a packed bar. I mean, it was right after the Southside Irish Parade. Everybody was still around. And this was when you could sell CDs at places. They still bought them. And we were selling CDs in between a set. And a guy came up and just took a CD out of the box. And Joe chased them through the audience and grabbed them. I said, hey, you didn't buy that. And he gave it back to Joe. And about 2 minutes later, he's standing at the side of the stage. And he's eyeballing Joey, and Joey's eyeballing him. And then he steps right onto the stage, and I grab him. I go out into the audience, and next thing you know, the whole bar. It's like it would be something you'd see out of an old movie where everybody just started hitting one another.
Were there any bottles over the head and everything? Throwing them across the bar.
Yeah, when they escorted the gentleman out, our friends from Canaryville, they kind of hit his head off the door jam about three, four times before they found the door.
And then Mike Murphy looked at all of us and he said, "All right, get back on stage." Like nothing happened.
And we did.
And it just proves that it does not pay to steal from the Larkin Moran brothers.
Exactly.
Right? All right, well, let's play this song here. This is called The Forge.
Don't challenge me, you've nothing good to say. It's not me fault I've been in here a good portion of the day. I came in for a bite to eat, but quickly went astray. Now I'm full of piss and vinegar, and have no more to say. On one bright Sunday afternoon, the wearing of the green, O'Malley slipped into the forge to find a bite to eat. Well, he had to pay $3 just to get into the door. When he couldn't find a sandwich, well, it felt like starting war. At that point, Eileen Shanahan, she offered him a jar. O'Malley gladly took his pint, belly to the bar. And why not, he did ask himself, and music did begin. I'll sit and watch Joe Monahan sing a nation once again. Don't challenge me, you've nothing good to say. It's not me fault I've been in here a good portion of the day. I came in for a fight scene, but quickly went astray. Now I'm full of piss and vinegar, and have no more to say. Well, one pint it turned into six, and sadly it is said, on an empty stomach all the drink goes quickly to your head. O'Malley's disposition, well, quickly it turned black. I put the fool who crosses me quite blandly on his back. I'm expensing up to the stage to do a column more. A pint of Mary's Lacey's place always left them chanting more. That is, except O'Malley, who was feeling very spry. He said to Johnny Cullimore, I'll dot you in the eye. Oh, don't challenge me, you've nothing good to say. It's not me fault I've been in here a good portion of the day. I came in for a bite to eat, but quickly went astray. Now I'm full of piss and vinegar, and have no more to say. O'Malley, he did take a swing, but he did miss it smart. For Johnny's brother on the right, he shoved him like a shark. The buckus started in, and soon came from Canaryville. O'Malley, oh, it could be said, he's feeling very ill. So come on, you fine people, take a listen to this song. To take on Bennett's band is really very wrong. The pride of Mary Lacey's place, Chicago's number one. Just sit right back, enjoy the crack, and have yourself some fun. Oh, don't challenge me, you've nothing good to say. It's not me fault I've been in here a good portion of the day. I came in for a fight to eat, but quickly went astray. Now I'm full of piss and vinegar, and have no more to say. Now I'm full of piss and vinegar, and have no more to say.
One summer evening, drunk to hell, I sat there nearly lifeless. An old man in the corner sang where the water lilies grow. And on the jukebox, Johnny sang about a thing called love. And it's how are you, kid, and what's your name? And how'd you bloody know? In blood, in death, beneath a screaming sky, I lay down on the ground. The arms and legs of other men were scattered all around. Some cursed, some prayed, then prayed, then cursed, then prayed, then bled some more. Was a pair of brown eyes that was looking at me. But when we got back, they were parts 1, 2, 3. There was no pair of brown eyes waiting for me. And I'll rove, and I'll rove, and I'll rove, and I'll go for a pair.
across the breeze. So I gave the walls a talking. I heard the sound of long ago from the old canal. And the birds were whistling in the trees where the wind was gently laughing. And I'll row and I'll row and I'll row and I'll go. And I'll row and I'll row and I'll row and I'll go. And I'll row and I'll row and I'll row and I'll go. For a pair of brown eyes. For a pair of brown eyes. And I'll row and I'll row and I'll row and I'll go. And I'll row and I'll row and I'll row and I'll go.
Thank you.
The Givens family has been serving the Chicagoland area since 1935. You can discuss your funeral needs with any member of the Givens family at any of their four locations. There's Givens Family Funeral Home at 5917 West Irving Park Road in Chicago, Givens Funeral Home in Elmhurst, Givens Elliston Funeral Home in Hinsdale, and the Oaks Funeral Home in Itasca. For pre-arrangements, at-needs arrangements, or to send a loved one home to Ireland, you can reach the Givens family at their 24-hour number at 773-777-3944 or on their website at GibbonsFamilyFuneralHome.com.
Signature Bank, an institution founded and staffed by Irish and Irish-at-heart Chicagoans, is dedicated to Chicago's Irish-American community. Signature Bank proudly offers ATM fee reimbursement up to $25 per month so you can use your ATM card anywhere and everywhere and receive $100 for simply moving your Social Security or payroll direct deposit. Stop by one of our two locations, Harlem and Northwest Highway, just 10 minutes from the Irish American Heritage Center, and on the corner of Wacker and Lake in the Financial District downtown. Be sure to ask for Ella Reardon, Marietta Mullane, and Signature Bank President Mike O'Rourke, or call them at 773-467-5624 or visit their website at signaturebank.com. Signature Bank, we're your kind of bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stop by the Irish American Heritage Center at 4626 North Knox Avenue and visit the Fifth Province for live music, a pint, and a bite to eat by the fireplace. This weekend, it's the Francis O'Neill Cayley Moore on Friday at 8 p.m. and Irish Tunes from Mulligan Stew at 8 p.m. Browse the gift shop Monday through Friday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and stock the pantry with Barry's Tea, Winston's Meats, and Cadbury Sweets.
And don't forget the
meat pies!
Shop for the holidays and pick up ornaments, Christmas cards, tins of candy and cookies, Irish gifts, jewelry, artwork, clothing, and autographed pictures with Tim Taylor himself.
Wow.
Tis the season.
Get your Sharpie ready.
Ready. Tis the season for the annual Christmas Bazaar, and it's this Sunday, December 4th at 9 a.m. The celebration features mass, breakfast, a craft and bake sale, a visit from Santa Claus, and music and dance all day long. Performers include the Shepherd's Irish Music School, Academy of Irish Music, Shannon Rovers, Patrick and Karen Kennedy, the Mulhern School of Irish Dance, the Murphy Roach Irish Music School, and the Irish Heritage Singers. Mass is at 10:30 a.m. when a traditional Irish breakfast follows. Tickets for the breakfast are $12 for adults, $8 for children 12 and under. There's no charge, of course, to browse the craft and bake sales, so you can stay into the evening for music and a pint by the fireplace. And Salon Concerts Chicago presents Kathy Ryan's The Winter's Heart, Irish American Christmas this December. Kathy Ryan has been one of the leading singers in Celtic music since the 1980s and rose to prominence as a lead singer of Cherish the Ladies. The concert features Ryan's heart-stirring vocals, her band's virtuoso musicianship and beloved stories, poetry, and song. Ryan and her band celebrate the wealth of Irish Christmas traditions with this concert Thursday, December the 8th at 8 p.m. That's just next week. Tickets are $25 for adults and children 18 and under, $10. So get your tickets now. There's a few still available. And deck the halls of the Aaron Room with the annual Christmas tea. Enjoy afternoon tea, sandwiches, and Christmas cookies while musicians celebrate the music of the Christmas season. Featured performers are Windy City Irish Radio veterans Kathy Cowan on vocals, Ashleen Gagliardi on harp, and tenor Windy City Irish tenor Mark Picars on piano and vocals. The tea is Saturday, December 10th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tickets are $25 for adults, children 12 and under are $8. And there's a lot going on, and you might need to go to the website to check out all the information, www.irishamerican.org, or you can call 773-282-7035, extension 10.
I don't think our show's long enough to include everything that's going on over at the Heritage Center.
We could
right
keep
now.
Talking until January.
Yeah, we could. It's bustling with activity. And speaking of bustling with activity, we are here live in the Windy City Irish Radio Studios with the Larkin and Moran Brothers. We heard a couple songs off of a couple of their albums. The first was The Forge off the Bando Brothers album, and then A Pair of Brown Eyes live at the Carrie Piper.
Yes, and they make wonderful stocking stuffers.
There you go. And they're available at?
You can get them on iTunes or Amazon. You could also come out to our shows. We sell the CDs at our shows if you're still old school like Joe. And
Just make sure you pay for it is what we learned in the last
That's segment. Right. Definitely make sure you pay for it.
So I know we were talking before we played the songs. You know, you guys... You wrote the song The Forge, and right. I know that one of the unique things about the Larkin and Moran Brothers and all the releases that you have a lot of original songs yep. that you guys have written yourselves. And so what's that process like for you guys?
Well, the first song that anybody ever attempted to bring to the band that was a written song was Mike had a couple of verses of Where Are the Cops When You Need Them. And he did this maybe about 6 months into the band. And at the time, we were still trying to learn all the songs. I mean, we would practice every Thursday and learn songs. And I looked at him and I said, Mike, I really not comfortable singing that song to an audience yet. I mean, what if we offend some policemen, right? And so he was a little dejected. He walked away. And about a year later, we had a friend of ours who was going to be promoted as a sergeant out in Palos Heights. And as he got promoted, I'm like, you know what? That'd be a cool song to play at his promotion party. So I went and I wrote the rest of the song, and I said, hey, Mike, I finished your song. And he looked at me and goes, oh, you finished my song. You know, the song you didn't want. So, I mean, that's kind of the process. It happens a lot of different ways. Joe would write a song, and we might change the tempo. Terry would come in with a couple things, and we'd give him an extra here and there. But it's and then there was a song, like one song that Another Night at Christmas, I think we all wrote together.
Yeah.
We just sat there one night and just wrote it all out and recorded it almost that whole night. So it was kind of fun that way. So.
All right, guys. Well, you want to give us another song here?
Yes, this is off the Patty CD. It's also off an early release that we ran out of CDs to sell it, but you can get it on iTunes as well. It's called The Mermaid, about delusional semen.
It was Friday morning when we set sail, and we were not far from the land. When our captain, he spied a mermaid so fair, with a comb and a glass in her hand. And the ocean waves to roll, and the stormy winds to blow, and we poor sailors are skimming at the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, 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 while the landlubbers lie down below.
Well, up spoke the captain of our gallant ship, and the fine old man was he. Fine, this fishy mermaid has worn me out, she shall sink to the bottom of the sea.
And the ocean waves to roll, and the stormy winds to blow, and we poor sailors are skimming at the top, by the landlubbers lie down below, 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 by the landlubbers lie down below.
And a fine strumming lad was he. mountain. He says, I have a wife by Brooklyn by the sea, and this wife, oh, no, she would be.
And the ocean waves to roar, and the stormy winds to blow, and we poor sailors are skipping at the top, while the landowners lie down below, 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 and the landowners lie down below. Three times round for our galley ship, and three times round for she. Three times round for our galley ship, she's just sick to the bottom of the sea. And the ocean waves to blow, and the storm winds to blow, and we poor sailors are skipping at the top, while the landowners lie down below, 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 while the landowners lie down below.
All right, that was Mermaid by the Larkin and Moran Brothers live here in the Windy City Irish Radio Studios. We're going to play a song of yours off your earlier album, Band of Brothers, and this is actually a song that you wrote to Rosie's Place. Is exactly. there a story behind Rosie's Place?
Yeah, it's a bunch of different stories. We used to drive home at night from a show, and it'd be 2, 3 in the morning, and there's a place at 103rd and Cicero's called Rosie's. And so we would drive in, and Mike would say, order me a Pizza Puff special. And so we'd say Pizza Puff special, and the guy says, we don't have a Pizza Puff special. So we did that in our early days, but then after we gained 30 pounds, we stopped at Rosie's because it was just too much food. So it's a combination of stuff that we wrote from that, and also we wrote it right around 2001, and there's a verse in there about the first show we played after the 9/11 was at a place called Joe Bailey's, which was 110th and Western, and it involved an end of the night. Bruja and the, I know that sounds like a common theme, but it did happen. It's the last time it happened, by the way. So
altogether,
me and Terry were walking out at the end of the night, and in the parking lot, there's nothing but my brother Mike and Joe in this big melee out in the parking lot. We don't even know why it was going on. So we got involved, and then the cops showed up, and at that point, it was only my brother Mike on top of another guy. They pushed one guy one way, they pushed Mike the other way, and as Mike's falling over, he goes, He says something that tries to get him out of getting arrested. And we didn't get arrested. Nobody really got arrested. They sent everybody home. And luckily, Mike Murphy that night was completely sober because we needed a driver.
It always helps. And, Joe Bailey's was always a peaceful place before you guys played there. But, so let's give Rosie's Place a listen.
Special there for me. One more.
like steam, and no man stood in. The captain barely breathing, and Finbar to drive him. They came and left the team, and then it's on to Rosie's place, on special there for me. But no matter what they do, you'll never see them running, the home of the brave, on the land of the free. And yes, it's on to Rosie's place, on special there for me.
McGregor, your face brooding over the old disgrace that Black Fitzwilliam stormed to place, drove you to the fern. Grace and victory was sure, soon the fighter ran secure, until he met Eckman McClure with Vic McHugh O'Byrne.
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Vic will do what Vic will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care, fallen is your star, Lord. Off with the halberd, out with the sword, how will it go for by the Lord? Vic McHugh has given the word, follow me up to Carlo.
See the swords that glint in moth, they flash all over the English pale. See all the children of the gate beneath the burns banners. A rooster of a fighting stock, would you let the Saxon cock crowd upon an Irish rock, fly up and teach him manners?
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Vic will do what Vic will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care, falling is your star, Lord. Up with the halberd, out with the sword, I'll let go for by the Lord. Vic McHugh has given the word, follow me up to Carlo.
From Taggart to Clamore, there flows a stream of Saxon gore, with greatest Rory O'Gomore, ascending the loons to Hades. The white is sick and grey is fled, now for Black Fitzwilliam's head, we'll send it over dripping red, to Queen Liza and her ladies.
Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Vic will do what Vic will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care, falling is your star, Lord. Up with the halberd, down with the sword, how will you go for by the Lord? Vic McHugh has given the word, follow me up to Carlo.
on, and a bank's upon the liffy, the ferryman has stranded on the quay. Through the Dublin docks is dying, and away in life he's gone, and Molly, it was part of you and me.
Hey, the strawberry beds sweep down to the liffy, you kiss away the worries from me brow. I love you well today, and I love you more tomorrow, and if you ever love me, Molly, love me now.
Was the only job I knew, it was hard but never lonely, the liffy ferry made a man of me. But it's gone without a whisper, forgotten even now, and it's over, Molly, over, can't you see?
Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the liffy, you'll kiss away the worries from me brow. I love you well today, and I love you more tomorrow, and if you ever love me, Molly, love me now.
But now I'll tend the yard and spend the days talking. I'll hear them whisper, Charlie's on the door.
Not yet.
But Molly, we're still living, and darling, we're still young. That river never hold me heart and soul.
Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the liffy, I'll kiss away the worries from your brow. I love you well today, I love you more tomorrow, and you ever love me, Molly, love me now. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the liffy, you kiss away the worries from your brow. I love you well today, I love you more tomorrow, and you ever love me, Molly, love me now.
Have you ever loved me, Molly, love me now?
In these challenging times, the Flood family is here to help. We would like to be your new garbage man. Flood Brothers Disposal, like you, understands how hard it is to manage a household, how hard it is to manage a business. Flood Brothers doesn't have stockholders to take care of. Their only care is taking care of you. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling has been Chicagoland's choice for refuse disposal since 1960, serving high-rise commercial properties, factories, retail shops, and office buildings. How does Flood Brothers outperform those large national companies? It's simple. Their friendly drivers provide old-fashioned service, same-day response, and 24-hour pickup. At Flood, there's only one way to do the job, the right way. At Flood, there's only one way to price the job, the fair way. Find out more about the Flood Brothers. Call 773-626-5800 or on the web at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Call 773-626-5800.
Gaelic Park, located at 6119 West 147th Street in my hometown of Oak Forest, is the perfect place for holiday cheer. Gaelic Park's $50,000 super fundraiser is on Sunday, December 4th. And I just want to ask the Larkin and Moran brothers, do you have your ticket yet?
Yes!
Yeah!
Tickets can be purchased in the pub or the front office at Gaelic Park. The magic and meaning of Christmas comes alive with Andy Cooney's classic Irish Christmas. Join Andy and his guest, Nashville recording star Dee Riley, and world-class Irish dancers as they celebrate the Christmas season at Gaelic Park on Sunday, December 4th at 7:30 p.m. What a way to start off the Christmas season. Tickets are only $25 and can be purchased by calling 708-687-9323. If you're looking for a gift for that hard-to-buy-for person on your Christmas list, a Gaelic Park gift certificate is always the right size. Gift certificates can be used at Gaelic Park for concert tickets, dinner in the pub, or merchandise. Stop in for a gift certificate and check that one off your list. Our family New Year's Eve party is on Saturday, December 31st from 4 to 8 p.m. Tickets are $27 for adults and $11 for kids. Celebrate Ireland's midnight hour at 6 p.m. with a champagne or sparkling juice toast. There'll be party favors, live music, and a whole lot of fun. Call 708-687-9323 to purchase your tickets. Monday Night Football, every Monday night at the Carrick Pub, will be showing the game on our big screen TV, and we'll have special pub grub menu and beer bucket specials. Gaelic Park is the perfect place for Irish music, perfect pints of Guinness, and fun. And complete schedule of events is on our website at chicagogaelicpark.org.
Join Chicago Irish Immigrant Support for their Casino Night fundraiser on Friday, January the 20th, 2017. It goes from 7 p.m. to midnight in the Aaron Room at the Irish American Heritage Center. There'll be blackjack and poker and roulette and craps. There'll be drinks and food and grand prize raffle. All proceeds go to Chicago Irish Immigrant Support and its mission to support immigration services, pastoral care, and social services. There's a early bird admission price of $75 before Christmas, before December 25th. After December 25th, that price goes up to $85 per person. There's a group special for $300 for four tickets if you want to bring the family. Or there's a family sponsor price of $200 for two tickets, plus your family name listed on all sponsorship materials. Again, it's the Casino Night fundraiser for the Chicago Irish Immigrant Support. You can get more information at www.irishchicago.org or call 773-282-8445.
Thank you so very much, Mike. We are live here in the Windy City Irish Radio Studios with the Larkin and Moran Brothers, and we're chowing down on some meat pies right here in the studio. We heard a couple songs off of some of their older albums, Rosie's Place, and that was off the Band of Brothers album, and then Follow Me Up to Carlo, also off an album of the same name. And so, guys, you have a couple of shows coming up on the North Side and the West Loop. Can you tell us a little bit about some of those upcoming shows?
Well, we'll be at Ballydoyle and Downers Grove. It's always a great night out at that place. They do a real good job of presenting the
meat pies.
Yes. That's on December 10th. We start at 9, and then on December 17th will be Mahoney's, 551 North Ogden Avenue. It'll be first time we played that.
So you guys ready to give us another track, maybe another taste of what we might hear at Mahoney's?
Yes,
that night.
Definitely.
Sure.
It's called Couldn't Come at a Better Time, written by Luca Bloom.
Try. Oh no, not if you try. Oh no, out of time. Go a bit of time. Not if you try. Oh no, not if you try.
Thank you, guys. And that was the Larkin and Moran brothers, folks. And we had Tim Larkin on bass. We had Joe Larkin on guitar and vocals. Dan Larkin, guitar and vocals. Neil Sullivan on fiddle. And we had Terry Moran on, what is that over there, bouzouki?
Octave mandolin.
Octave mandolin. Okay. I just knew it wasn't my traditional. It was a meat pie mandolin. So guys, we're going to play another song here off of your latest album. Is it Istigi?
Istigi. Yeah, it's an Irish word means listen, as plural as in you all listen. And I think it came from the early 2000s. They started doing the internet radio station, so it was Celtic Radio. And Michael Landre used to get on there and say, this is Radio Celt, it was called. This is Radio Celt, Istigi. So we just thought that was funny. We'd name it after that. And then we'd talk to Michael Landre afterwards, and he thought it was hilarious.
So the track we're going to play right now is Another Night at Christie's.
Okay.
So I'm sure is there a story about that? I'm sure there is.
That's the one we wrote all together. It's no fights. It's just a bunch
all
of stuff.
All right. Yeah.
But does a fight happen in the song anywhere, though?
It could.
Yeah, yeah.
You can imagine one, perhaps.
Still early.
All right. Well, why don't we?
Yep.
Istigi.
Yep.
And the boys will love
right, the Larkin Moran Brothers, and we just played another song off of newest album, Estigi. Listen, Another Night at Christie's, a place where there was no brawling and no songs about brawling.
Change of pace.
Yeah, it was very peaceful, peaceful. And especially in this Christmas season, it's always nice to be so peaceful. And so I know the guys still have all their instruments tuned up. You've got another song for us?
We do. This is a couple songs that we always do at a live. I don't think there has been a show we've never played these two songs. Maybe.
Right?
Yeah. So.
Everybody at one funeral.
We were at a wedding. We did a tour of Ireland in June, and we were at a wedding in Belfast. We were at a hotel in Belfast, and the wedding guy came down, and he asked us if we'd come up and play for his daughter's wedding. And so in Belfast, we opened up with this. It's called I Tell Me Why.
When I go home, the boys won't be, the girls in love. My hair's got my comb, and it's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast. She is an old one, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she? Tell me, ma, when I go home, the boys won't be, the girls in love. My hair's got my comb, and it's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast. She is an old one, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she? Well, I'm but pretty.
Live here in the Windy City Irish Radio Studios.
That was outstanding, boys.
Thank you.
So you came all the way up here from the South Side. South Side Heroes coming up to the North Side. 20 years now in the business.
Yep.
And counting.
Yep.
You know, I don't know, is there a new album that you're working on?
Yes, we're always working.
There's
out
a new always
album.
A new album that you're working on.
I got a good title for it, though.
What? Meat pie?
Yeah. Meat pie.
They're really awfully hungry for us.
They just come meat to you pie. Organically like that, right? So we've come, I guess, towards the end of the show, I guess, and you know, we're really happy that you guys came up to see us tonight. It's been
well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us. Yeah.
And by all means, get out to see him at
Ballydoyle's.
Ballydoyle's on the 10th of December.
And Mahoney's on the 17th.
That's right. And I'm sure we'll be seeing them at Gaelic Park, and I'm sure at the Irish American Heritage Center once the summer comes around, St. Patrick's Day comes around. You guys are playing all over town, I know.
Exactly.
Went through the high holy days of St. Patrick's Day and then in the summertime season. And speaking of season, I guess we've come to, you know, we're just entering as we speak into the Christmas season. And you know, everybody had a great Thanksgiving last weekend. And here we are as we officially turn the page to Christmas season. And so we thought maybe if you could do one more song for us. We wanted to thank you guys for coming in. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you to Mike, our engineer, hiding out in the back, making us sound real good. And here's a song for you guys to close us out tonight. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said, son, I won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old Mountain Dew. I turned my eyes away and I thought about you. Got on a lucky one, came in at 18 to 1. I got a feeling this year's for me and you. Happy Christmas. Oh, I love you, baby. There's gonna be good times when all my dreams come true. They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the wind blows right through you, it's no place for the old. When I first took your hand on a cold Christmas Eve, how I told you that Broadway was waiting for me. Your hands are that pretty, queen of New York City. When the band finished playing, the crowd howled for more. Sinatra was swinging, and all the crowds they were singing. While he kissed in the corner and danced round the floor. And the boys from the New York Ponies Choir were singing, gone away. And the bell was ringing out on Christmas Day. Someone, and so could anyone. I took my dreams from you, but when I first met you, I kept it with me, babe, and I put them with my own. I kept making alone. I built my dreams all around you. You're a bum, you're a low slung chunk, lying there on the drip, nearly dead in the bed. You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy meat pie. Happy Christmas, you're ours, but I'd rather be dead. And the boys from the NYPD choir still singing, joy is ringing, and the bells ringing out on Christmas Day. Oh, I love you, baby. I got a feeling this year's for me and you. Happy Christmas. Oh, I love you, baby. There's gonna be good times when all our dreams come true. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby.
Pass the meat pie.
Can I have a meat pie special?